This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Broadcasting from Charleston, South Carolina. You should see, it's just absolutely beautiful. You're at the Isle of Palm. I'm at an undisclosed location, far, far away from all the craziness of the inauguration, getting ready for Inauguration Day at the tail end of this week. Michael Olesker from Talk Media News joins us now. He's in our virtual chaotic room, at least that's what it sounds like it is, in Washington, D.C. Hey, Michael, how are you?
Kate, I'm fine. Have you been to Washington?
I have been many times. I grew up, you know, in Philadelphia and spent a lot of time in Washington, yes.
So you know what it's like to drive in Washington on the best of days, the traffic and the circles and so forth. And so you can imagine what it's going to be like on Friday. They're looking for anywhere from 700,000 to 900,000 people. And 99 different protest groups and 28,000 security personnel, whether it's FBI, Secret Service, police, all kinds of police, and private security people, 28,000 of them. So it's going to be a real pleasure driving around on Inauguration Day.
No kidding. So in talking about that, and I've been to an inauguration before, seen what that's like, and there's always protests, but it sounds like there's more protesters or planned protests than usual, or am I just thinking that?
Oh, no, you're absolutely right. And it's a reflection, of the bloody political campaign that we just came through, which, you know, the blood is still being shed. Over the weekend, when the nation was, you know, marking Martin Luther King's birthday, you had Donald Trump and John Lewis going after each other, Lewis saying he's not a legitimate president and saying he's not going to attend the inauguration, and 38 other Democrats saying they're not going either. And you had Trump saying that Lewis is all talk, 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 which is an unfortunate way to describe a guy who had his head bashed in just for trying to have the right to vote. And then you had Trump and the outgoing CIA chief, John Brennan, getting into it. Trump saying that the CIA has used Nazi tactics against him, and Brennan saying, grow up, it's time to be president. And these things are going on, and you've got, look, you remember what it was like when George W. Bush came in and, you know, got the job because the Supreme Court gave him the decision rather than Al Gore. And you remember the sense of animosity back then, I take it,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And yet, even with that, Bush came in with a 61% approval rating. Trump enters, according to the very latest polls, Trump enters with a 40% approval rating. So there is a lot of animosity in the air, and not helped over the weekend with these fights between Trump and Lewis and Brennan.
No, absolutely. I agree with you that on the whole Lewis thing. In fact, Kellyanne Conway say Trump would said today or the other day that Trump, it's interesting, would take a call from John Lewis. But I don't think he's going to make that call. Do you?
I don't think so. That would be a very magnanimous gesture. You know, for Trump to get so upset that Lewis calls him illegitimate, I mean, that's what Trump did for years with Obama.
Yeah.
So he set the bar on that one. And it's unfortunate when it has to come from either side. Let me get that straight. But it's symbolic of what's going on in Washington these days. A lot of antagonism.
Yeah. So speaking of this inauguration, this transition of power happens, one of the big stories is what's going to happen with the press. Is the press still going to have that traditional room where 50 or so fit in? Because now supposedly they're saying, well, we're thinking of moving the press out of the White House. And, of course, that went over like a bomb had been set off in Washington, D.C. And as a member of the press, what do you think happens?
Well, Reince Priebus was very vague about it when he was asked about it over the weekend. But look at what we have watched from Trump for the past year. He has done nothing but badmouth and denigrate the press, you know, calling reporters, you know, the lowest form on earth, and just in every conceivable way, you know, mocking the disabled reporter from the New York Times, calling the New York Times and the Washington Post all kinds of names, calling CNN all kind. You know, you wouldn't let the reporter from CNN ask a question at his press conference, blaming them, putting them, lumping them together with BuzzFeed. There was nothing that CNN did wrong. What CNN reported was that the highest intelligence officials went to the incoming president and said, look, we don't know if it's true, but we have information that you could be the target of blackmail or extortion by the Russians.
Wow.
That's a legitimate story. Where BuzzFeed took it further was to report the salacious details, which have not in any way been proven. But Trump lumping them together was one more way for him to say, don't trust any of the press, any media. And add to that the things that he has said about his own intelligence people, and bit by bit you narrow it down, and what does he come out saying? Don't trust anyone but me.
Yeah. Hey, how about this? The Senate confirmation hearings. It seems to me like it's just going to be clear across the board. Yeah, John McCain comes out the other day and says he's barely leaning toward Rex Tillerson for Secretary of State. But even with that, I still think everybody gets approved. What do you think?
I think so. There was, you know, talk. If you watched the Marco Rubio questioning Tillerson, he really came down hard.
Oh yeah, he did.
And I thought, well, maybe he's sending a signal to other Republicans, but they don't seem to have picked up on it enough to actually vote against Tillerson. So I think you're right. I think it looks like they're going to get their people in.
All right. So if you're in the media and you're covering the inauguration, what's that like?
Trying to stay warm.
You're just huddled out there with layers on.
It's going to be cold. Here's hoping that it stays dry. And, you know, there's going to be thousands, probably a few thousand reporters out there.
Do you think it's going to be the biggest ever? Because we saw what happened with Obama, which it was just massive amount of people.
I can't imagine that it'll be that big. His was over a million. Here you've got, they're predicting 700,000 to 900,000. But there may be people who stay away because they hear about the protests. It's tough. Look, it's going to be a massive crowd. And here's hoping that there will be a celebratory mood more than we have seen so far. This is, you know, this is the hopefully peaceful passing of the torch of liberty. And that is a lovely thing to consider when it goes well.
Boy, I like the way you say that, when it goes well. That's the key. Yeah. Well, good luck fighting the crowds, the press, and keeping your mind straight these next couple days in Washington, D.C.
Thank you. Great talking to you.
Great talking to you, too. Stay with us. We'll be back with more here on America Tonight.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Tonight, check this out. This is crazy. And it might get buried in the headlines because of everything that's happened with the inauguration. But on Wednesday, the United States Supreme Court is going to hear a case that is focusing on an Oregon-based rock band's name. According to what we've seen from the AP, the U.S. government's refuses to register a trademark for the Slants, is the name of the group, because the name is considered offensive to Asians. Boy, oh boy, isn't it interesting, because the court's ruling could actually affect the Washington Redskins. They've been in a fight, you know, I've talked about this a lot, to keep the National Football League team name that they have, and the NFL with the trademark protection, and we know what's happening with Dan Snyder, who owns that team, and it's been quite an ordeal. Joining us now is an attorney, Dr. Nick Oberheiden. His practice is in federal courts. He's currently admitted to practice law in New York and Washington, D.C., and, of course, all kinds of other courts in our court system, Court of Appeals, the District Court for the Southern and Eastern District of New York, the U.S. District Court for the Northern, Southern, and Eastern District of Texas. It's important to specify that because it means that Nick can try a whole bunch of cases if he finds himself in those situations. Hey, Dr. Oberheiden, thanks so much for coming on.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
All right, so let's talk about this. For this Supreme Court hearing for the Slants, the government's not going to register the trademark. What's their argument? I would imagine freedom of speech, right?
Well, it's actually an interesting case because the government takes the position that the name, the Slants, is disparaging and offensive, and the basis in the Lanham Act, which is a federal statute, essentially says if a trademark application is offensive or disparaging, the trademark office has the authority to deny the protection. And this is really what Simon Tam, this young musician, went through when he started battling the federal government in 2011. He applied, it was denied. He appealed, it was denied. He went to court, it was denied. And here we are, Mr. Tam and the Slans are now, you know, giving a concert, so to speak, in our highest court, the U.S. Supreme Court, on Wednesday.
Wow. So you've been in this game for a while. That's why I laid out all the places where you can try cases. What do you think happens here? Is this just another thing that kind of gets shelved for a while because of what we've seen happen with the Redskins?
Well, those cases are clearly connected, and I think the decision on the Slans will have an impact on the Redskins as well. What is strange about this whole process, quite frankly, is there are trademarked and protected names that I can't even pronounce here on air on the radio, and I won't, I promise. So that makes this whole case and ordeal even more stand out. Keep in mind, and this will be an important precedent and factor for the eight U.S. Supreme Court justices, the Westboro Baptist Church case. If you remember, there were people who hatefully disparaged fallen soldiers, and the U.S. Supreme Court said, well, we understand the First Amendment is not about what's convenient and what we agree with. It's not about value. It's not about taste. The First Amendment is as broad as an amendment, as a protection can be. And even if we disagree and reject an idea or a statement, we still protect it. And I think it will be very difficult for the government to overcome this very, very high standard that was established in cases like the Westboro and other First Amendment cases before the Slans reached the U.S. Supreme Court.
Yeah, fascinating to watch this. I'd be remiss not to ask you a little bit about your background. You went to Harvard Law School. You also trained at a couple of interesting institutions, the United Nations Office of the Prosecutor, International Criminal Tribunal for former Yugoslavia. What was that like to be, you know, tied to the United Nations, of course, and then explain the Criminal Tribunal for Yugoslavia, or what was?
Yeah, and as my accent may be revealing, I grew up in Germany. I finished law school in Germany. I studied law in Munich, Hamburg, and got a PhD in international law, comparative law, at the University of Heidelberg. I got my JD at UCLA Law School, and I did a couple of extra steps in Brazil and in the United States to further educate myself on federal and international law. And part of that experience was to look over the shoulder of the chief prosecutor of the United Nations at the War Tribunal in The Hague in the Netherlands for ex-Yugoslavia. And that was certainly an interesting experience to meet people like General Wesley Clark and see him testify in court. So that was an experience that really shaped my education, but also my view on the law and on justice.
Yeah, and so when you say that and you talk about Wesley Clark, the general, the former general, explain that for the listeners who may not remember that whole story.
Well, what happened in under President Clinton in the late 90s, the United States with other allies started to bomb, essentially, President Milosevic, the president of Yugoslavia, for atrocities and war crimes committed against within Yugoslavia. There were conflicts between Serbians, Croatians, and Kosovo, people living in the Kosovo, and this conflict just erupted to more than just a civil war, and at some point the NATO, under the leadership of General Clark, started to intervene and to stop these atrocities, and then many years later, the United Nations started to try some of the accused and later convicted war criminals that were orchestrated this civil war and this explosion and eruption in the heart of Europe.
Yeah, wow, crazy stuff. What are you passionate about with all the different areas that you specifically work in and the reach that you have federally? What motivates you the most, Nick?
I'm really dedicated to the idea of fair trial and due process. I limit my practice to federal law. I do a lot of federal criminal cases involving the FBI and Department of Justice, Department of Defense. And what is interesting and exciting in every case is the idea that I am not the judge, but I am surrounded by enormously important principles that were established in this country as part of constitutional interpretation, whether it's a season and arrest warrant, whether it is just the idea and the notion that everyone has a right to go to trial, have a jury trial. These are, you know, we take those ideas for granted, but again, reflecting on my experience in that war case, for example, war tribunal, these ideas that Americans enjoy every single day, the idea of justice and fair trial, that is not a standard that you find in every single country. And this idea, pursuing this idea and helping clients in critical situations is really something that is driving me and that I'm very passionate about.
Yeah. Wow. Pleasure to talk to you, Dr. Nick Oberheiden. Thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight.
Thank you so much.
All right. So interesting to talk to Nick Oberheiden about this. The fact that, as he's mentioning, if we go back to the beginning of what we were talking about, the United States Supreme Court hearing this case about the name of this rock band that is considered offensive. You know, again, the government canceled the team's trademark last year after they found they're disparaging to Native Americans. So for the Slants founder, the name was chosen not to offend, but to take on stereotypes about Asian culture. He says the band is reclaiming a term once used as an insult and transforming it into a statement of cultural pride. That's what the deal was. But the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office didn't see it that way. They refused to register the name back in 2011, saying a trademark can be disparaging even if it's meant to be used in a positive light. So now you have the court's ruling and how that could possibly affect the Redskins in their fight to continue to keep that trademark. So it becomes the question of, is it assault on free speech by the government, or is it necessary to protect against language that offends some groups? We will talk about it. I can tell you that as we continue down the road next week on America Tonight. Coming up next, we check the mail.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
1, 2, 3, 4. Once again, the mailbag is full, 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 so as I often say, if you have something to say, the best way to get a hold of us, besides calling the show, is to send me an email at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. So let's go to the first one. This one is from Bill, and Bill says, Kate, I just don't understand this whole Trump thing. I cannot believe he's going to be our president, and I am not shocked that his approval rating is the lowest of any incoming president at 40%. I know there's people listening to this that support Donald Trump and didn't like Hillary Clinton, and no way were they going to vote for her. But how do you vote for a guy who told people on the air they were fired? It's a joke. It's ridiculous. I can't believe it. You know what? Just as many people, it's funny, here on the show, and because we're a few days away from the inauguration, just as many people have written similar things talking about what Bill said, talking about not believing that this is really happening, and then other people saying they can't wait to see what happens and to see if somebody who's in business is going to take a wrecking ball to what is the political system in Washington, D.C. You know, a very smart person I know that has been in the political game for a while, who I can't name on the air, said to me, you know, this, you get the president you deserve. So if this is how people voted, this is he's our president. Like the whole movement of not my president. This is who was voted in our system. And it makes for interesting conversation before the next election, because we've seen this happen before, the argument over popular vote and electoral college. But that all then goes away once the election goes away. And you haven't heard much about that. The focus is on so many other aspects of Donald Trump becoming the president. All right, how about this one? This one is from Tom. Tom says, you know, this whole John Lewis thing is mind-blowing to me. I don't understand. Help me understand, Kate, what the deal is with John Lewis. I just kind of caught the tail end of what Lewis had to say. And, of course, I understand he's a civil rights guy and he's an icon and he's upset by what's going on in that transfer. But does this really do him any good in his current position? Well, you know, that's interesting to look at it that way, and you're right. For people who don't know, John Lewis is a civil rights and voting iconic guy. And here's the deal. Kellyanne Conway said on Monday that the president would absolutely take a call from Congressman Lewis to end the rift. And she defended Trump. She was on MSNBC saying that he was fairly elected, including in Lewis' state of Georgia, where he won by 5% of the votes. So she said, let's review for everyone what was said. And she said, at the same time, why use the word illegitimate to describe Trump? And, of course, she's working for Trump as he assumes the mantle of the presidency. And she says, that's just false. It's regrettable. Well, and in case you missed it, the spat between Trump and Lewis started when Lewis did an interview with NBC and he said he didn't see Trump as, again, that word, legitimate president, following everything that was going on with Russia and the cyber hacks and everything that's come out since then. Specifically, what he said is, I think the Russians participated in helping this man get elected, and they helped destroy the candidacy of Hillary Clinton. And Trump, who actually, you know, answers back on Twitter, said Lewis should finally focus on the burning and crime-infested inner cities of the U.S. I can use all the help I can get. So we'll see if they end up, you know, bridging that gap. The offer to take the call from Lewis was actually very smart of Trump and the right thing to do. Just, you know, take a different level on this. And I don't know, will he say, yeah, I'll work with you? Will he, you know, because again, with talking about the thing with the cities, I don't think so, but it is pretty interesting. It's the right thing to do, is to turn it all around on its ear. Okay, let's move to another one. This one is from Michelle. And Michelle says, Kate, when are you doing Nail the Score again? Now we're getting down to the final games of the year. Great question. We're doing Nail the Score on Wednesday into Thursday. And what that means is it'll be both of the games. So the AFC and the NFC championship games will allow you to, you can just pick one, but will allow you to do both. That'll give you sort of double the chance of perhaps nailing the score, because I'm really wanting someone to nail the score, and we get so darn close, but no one, you know, nails it exactly. Okay, how about this? Let's move on to this one. This one is from Denise, and Denise says, Kate, I'm sure you're aware of this, but it kind of probably is getting buried in all the political news, but MH370 has been called off. The search for it, is that normal procedure? Well, normal procedure is when they say it's called off. So the underwater search for Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 suspended 3 years after the plane vanished without a trace over the Indian Ocean. You know, you had three countries who were trying to search for this plane, and they basically are saying, we can't just use this money indefinitely to search for a plane that we have no trace of. And it was forever what we would see on, you know, that was the joke on CNN, more news on the missing flight. But despite everything that they've done, in fact, they released a statement, despite using every effort, the best science, cutting-edge technology, modeling, advice, pros, best in the field. They haven't been able to locate the aircraft. And, I mean, listen, commercial planes, I think in the future, the one thing this has pointed out, we're not going to see these commercial planes just be allowed to disappear without a trace. I mean, I say allowed, with a way to have the best imagery possible to be able to find at the best possible way a disappearing flight. And Malaysian Airlines said, we stand by our statement to suspend the search. We were thorough. We were comprehensive. What else are we going to do? It's just, you know, now it's going to be one of the greatest aviation mysteries in modern history. So you have Australia, China, and Malaysia. They agreed that if it wasn't located by the time, you know, 46,000 square miles had been covered, then the search would be suspended. So that's why they decided we're suspending the search. We're not going to continue to do it. Doesn't make any sense because we don't feel confident anymore. What are we going to do? Pretty interesting. All right, so let's move on to another one. This one is from Teresa, and Teresa says, Kate, I don't know if, you know, I know you're paying attention to what you call odds and ends, but it's been an interesting week to see people protesting, getting ready to protest the inauguration, other people getting ready to celebrate. Did you happen to notice that the Springsteen tribute B band is not going to play at the inaugural? I did see that. What happened was the band had been under contract to play the Garden State Presidential Inauguration Gala since 2013. And they said that they won't go to Washington for this inauguration. The front man for the band said they won't do it. And he said, out of respect and gratitude we have for Bruce and the E Street Band, we can't do that because they're saying his music has been the livelihood of what we're doing. And that they were grateful to the rock legends, and they look forward to more years of emulating, performing, all that kind of stuff, but that they're not going to, they just can't do it. They just can't do that to Bruce Springsteen because of how they make their living. So, yeah, again, that's pretty much it as described by the reason why they said they're not going to do it, because of the tie to Bruce Springsteen's music. And again, there's people that are performing, there's people that are saying, not going to do it, that were not necessarily contracted, because remember, that was the whole thing. Okay, let's go to this quickly. This one is from Joe, in listening to us in Sarasota, Florida. And Joe says, hey, what's the scoop on Monica Crowley? I think you had her on your show a long, long, long time ago. And what's the deal of the plagiarism thing? Yeah, there's all these allegations that Monica Crowley, who was Trump's pick for the communications job with the National Security Council, she's withdrawing. And what she said was she's decided to remain in New York to pursue other opportunities, and she's not going to be taking a position. She said, I appreciate being asked to be part of President-elect Trump's team, and I'll continue to support him in his agenda. But here's what happened. CNN and Politico reported some instances of her lifting passages from other writers. HarperCollins, the publisher of her book in 2012, What the Bleep Just Happened, announced it had withdrawn the digital edition in light of the allegations. She was going to be the senior director of strategic communications for the National Security Council, and there you go. There's not a controversy of an approval of the Senate confirmation hearing, but isn't it interesting with somebody in the communications realm? All right, thanks for all the letters. Remember, you can always send me your thoughts at americatonight.net. When we come back, we wrap up this hour of the show.
not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Version of We Can Count for this hour anyway. It's all about the numbers, and of course there's a ton of numbers to talk about, so let's dive right into it. And you know, here's some of the numbers that people are talking about, and flipping the White House is one of the numbers. I saw this great story in USA Today, and they say flipping the White House is a five-hour sprint. And I started to think about stories I had seen about that. When Trump walks into to his new home for the first time as president on the 20th, his suits are hanging in the closet, his photos are all there, his toothbrush, all the nonsense, you know, like a regular move for any other human being. And you've got a retired rear admiral that oversees the executive mansion, or did, from 2007 to 2011, and he's quoted in USA Today, in this article I read, his name is Stephen Rashan, and he said that it is a five-hour transition, that the entire house just has to be the way the incoming family wants it, and nothing can be touched until the Obamas pull out of the White House driveway for the inauguration ceremony the same day. So they may be packed and ready to roll, but they can't, the Trump stuff can't be moved in until they're out of the White House. They say it's just crazy. They said, I love this story because Rashawn said it's like all hands on deck. And he said it would put HGTV's flip shows to shame how quickly they move things around. I mean, even the rugs, with the rugs that he walks on are going to be the ones that his family's requested. The furniture that they sit on, they picked out. Whether it's new, whether it's whatever it is, you know, that's just so, I think, fascinating that they can do that in 5 hours. I mean, what is that crew like? It has to be cool to see time-lapsed photo of that. Of course, they're not going to show you that, but it'd be wild to see that, I think. All right, so we move on to more numbers. How about this? Super Bowl tickets. Do you know that the prices fell by 25% with the Cowboys and the Texans out of the picture so they can't, you know, they lost this past weekend, so they're not going to be in it. And that's what, that shows you the dramatic effect. A lot of people, especially thinking that the Cowboys were going to be there. So the ticket prices plummet 25% on the secondary market with the Texans, whose NRG Stadium is going to host the Super Bowl on February 5th. And the Cowboys falling in the divisional round of the NFL playoffs, both of them over the weekend. The cheapest seats, as what they call the get-in price, could be yours as of the beginning of this week for about $3,700. That's $1,000 less than the get-in price when the weekend started. The average listing price, check it out, on SeatGeek was at $4,600, down from $6,109 on Friday, because the anticipation, I think, especially for the Cowboys was so huge, but also for the Texans because it's their hometown, and if they had somehow gotten in, which was a tall task to begin with, it would have been a different story. There would have been such a high demand in their own, you know, in their own hometown, let's put it that way. All right, let's bounce to some more numbers, and it includes the EPA backing off of pesticide restrictions for, you know, they say for the bees' sake. Environmentalists and the government aren't really seeing eye to eye on, you know, what is it that you got to do with this bee situation. And it's interesting. I never thought so much about bees until I started seeing bees in my own, you know, house, like any beehives or little nests. There was one out back. And it made me, because I got stung by a bee. And I don't know as a kid if I'd ever gotten stung by a bee. And I've frankly had never had a thing with bees or been stung by any bees before. And I started to look into this a little bit more. And now there's more conversation about scientific studies that what do bees, we know what they feed on. And that they're saying that they feed on this contaminated pollen and nectar, and they produce less offspring, and part of it is this pesticide that's being used, and so now there's this action of not, you know, the EPA admitting that the world's most popular pesticide kills the, you know, kills, that's why the bees are dying, that they kill the bees, this common pesticide that people are spraying. It's too late, and then they're not producing the offspring. And of course, that goes to what happens in with bees and why are bees important, and the whole deal of what the honey means, you know, etc. So it's marketed by the European chemical giants, and neonics, it's called, are the most widely used insecticides both in the United States and globally. So they started to reassess them, and now they're saying that, you know, there's been this pressure to reconsider the approval of a class of insecticides based on the research that they harm bees and other pollinators. And, you know, again, who knew? I knew the story that was out there, but I didn't realize in talking about the death of, you know, millions of bees that is creating this crazy black hole that affects you and I. So that means they're going to have to obviously switch that out because for survival of you know, honey rates and what bees provide to our environment, they're going to have to, they're going to basically have to kill the incest and, you know, the pesticide and come up with something different. All right, here's a big number from bees to cigarettes. How do we make that turn? Tobacco giants joining together, merging a $49 billion mega merger. Yeah, $49 billion for two tobacco companies joining, being joined at the hip, I would say is a lot of cash. And you don't hear much about the tobacco industry, but when I saw this story, so you're talking about the British American Tobacco, BTI, saying it agreed to take control of Reynolds, the number two U.S. tobacco company, and they have some of the biggest selling brands on the planet, so Pall Mall, Camel, Newport, and that would create the world's largest listed tobacco company by net sales and operating profits. So the new stock offer is like 59 something per Reynolds shares, about 26 above the price the stock closed at before the original offer in October, and they expect it'll go through the third quarter of this year. So Reynolds has the rights to Pall Mall in the United States. BAT has them for more than 100 international markets. And I think, I don't have any scientific proof of this, but I think even cigarette smoking is so different in Europe than it is in the United States. So they're going to be able to pull their resources for, you know, what the next gen products are, like e-cigarettes that have really taken off. And, of course, Reynolds is based in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And, you know, they made some big headlines last year because they brought in John Boehner, the former Speaker of the House, who's a heavy smoker and wasn't afraid to be photographed smoking cigarettes. You see him smoking in a lot of pictures. You've seen a ton of video of him doing that. And now, so this is just another interesting headline, I think, in a series of headlines since that happened. All right, and finally, as we get ready to wrap up this version of the show, we end with this one. The president, who is not going to be the president any longer, the president-elect Donald Trump takes over in on Friday, rather. The story I found interesting, sort of the goodbye for the Obama administration, is they're considering a major last-minute policy shift that could force hundreds of school districts to cut spending at some of these pretty well-financed elementary and secondary schools, and they say they could move $1 billion to schools with large numbers of low-income students. It was this policy that was slipped in by the Department of Education. It's under review by the White House Budget Office, has drawn a lot of opposition from school administrators, Republican lawmakers. It was first proposed in September, and here it is, the tail end, and it just may get in. We'll keep our eyes on, of course, that one. All right, once again, we wrap up this version of America Tonight. Thanks so much to Nathan Reeder for his help and all of you for listening to the show.
Before you can succeed, you have to believe that you can succeed. Being completely convinced of your natural ability is important. Remain steadfast in your insistence that success is in your future.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.